Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner with my special guest today, and I'm so excited to do this interview. In fact, we're starting our series now where we're going to be able to take a break and chat with each Igniting Souls conference speaker. So I have with me Dave, and Dave, I hate it when people butcher names, so I'm going to ask you to give me the official pronunciation.
Chesson.
Chesson. That's what I was going to say, but you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I say it wrong?
No, it's but okay. Dave, when I was in high school, I had the announcer would always go, David Chesson, please come to the office. David Chesson. I swear.
And all your friends would make fun of you.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly. Well, at least you didn't have a girl's name, because you know, I got plenty of that growing up. But anyway, listen, we are thrilled to have you. It was kind of my dream to have you as one of the speakers, because we love authors, and if anybody's got anything on Amazon, you know, the largest store in the world, essentially, which is going to be doing drone delivery quite soon, you got to know SEO, you got to know ranking, you got to know all these things. And Dave, for most of us, I see we have some viewers already jumping in. By the way, go ahead, share where you're from. Love to give a shout out to you. But it's almost unfair if we, the authors, don't know about this stuff. And for a lot of us, it goes over our head. Can you share a little bit about categories and keywords and why we're even talking about this topic today?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, one of the things that I've learned is that you might have an incredible best-selling, you know, book that you've written, you've poured your heart and soul into the thing. But if you can't get it in front of the right people, it will never take off. Okay. There's a great story of this woman who would go to the coffee shop, and she would write every day. And, you know, she even scribbled the first outline on a train napkin. And when she was done with this book, she got an agent, she went through publishing companies, and she got rejected over and over and over again. About the 13th rejection or so, her publisher called in a major favor and forced a publisher to really look at the book. Okay. The guy didn't even look at it. He took the first chapter of it, threw it to his 13-year-old and said, here, why don't you give it a read and let me know what you think. That little 13-year-old came back about a couple minutes later and was like, great, where's chapter two? And he goes, wait, what? And he looks, and there it is, the title, Harry Potter. I mean, we have the biggest money-making book in recent history, but you know, by a long shot. And it was rejected over and over again because it just didn't get in front of the right person. And therefore, authors can spend their lives creating and crafting beautiful pieces of art, but we just need to do that effort. We need to get it in front of people. And that is a big part of what's happening in the digital age. I learned this early on as an author. You know, I'm not an Ernest Hemingway. I've never been blessed as you know, just being able to write anything and everybody just loves it. However, though, what I did learn was that if you're at a party and you're the one guy who has knowledge of something that everybody at that party wants to know, you don't have to be the greatest orator in the world. You don't have to, you know, speak eloquently. You've got the information and they want to know that. And so you become the center of attention. The same thing goes with books, is that if you understand what's happening in Amazon, why people, you know, or where people are searching, what they're looking for, how did they find your kind of book, you have a stronger competitive advantage to get your book in front of that right market. And from there, you'll not only see sales, but you'll see happier customers because you provided them with the answer they were looking for. And all of that is to kind of sum the strategy of keywords and understanding categories.
Yeah. Wow. This is fantastic. And you already have some people here who can't wait to hear you speak at the conference. We are talking about IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We are in this early bird session right now where tickets are going fast. But Dave, let's talk a little bit about the categories, because you showed me a little bit about your software and it is amazing, because we looked at one category and you would need to sell like 2,500 books a day,
right,
to be a number one bestseller in one category. But if you choose another category, which is still ethical, it's still on topic, but just niches down, maybe you only need to sell six a day. And why is achieving bestseller status so important? What happens?
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. First off, there are over 16,000 Amazon categories between books and ebooks. 16,000, okay? There are a lot of categories where, I mean, a significant amount, where if you sold one book a day, you would maintain bestseller rank. Now, granted, some of them are niche, but when it comes down to it, authors who can do that research and find the difference between, like you said, the 2,000 a day and the six a day and still stand ethically by choosing a category that does fit their book. And let me tell you, after 16,000, there's a couple out there that definitely fit your book.
Right.
They're the ones that stand to have that bestseller tag, not just for a brief moment, but for a significant period of time. And when you are, you know, bestseller status, there's two things that happen with that. Number one, you get a really cool orange tag that says bestseller. Okay. And that may be cool from a hubris point, but here's where it is really awesome from a marketing point. If I'm shopping for a book and I see a selection of books listed by Amazon and one of them says bestseller, not only does that one stick out even more because of that perfectly colored orange that grabs your attention, it also gives me social proof that, hey, other people searching for this have deemed this to be the best one. They've proven to me that this one is the right choice since they're buying it. I'm going to go ahead and check it out. I'm going to give it more credence and more attention because there it is. Now, some people may check your reviews. I mean, hopefully you've got reviews, but that thing there beat out your competition just because it said it right there. Amazon has said, hey, are people like this? Check this book out.
Wow. And I mean, I've even been on the receiving end of Amazon emails where who knows how they do it. They have an algorithm. You probably know about it, but it almost says like, hey, Carrie, we found these books and you might like them. Or it starts bundling underneath a book that I picked, other shoppers found this helpful or they purchased it. Does that all affect what we're talking about as well?
Well, you know, that's a really good point because Amazon is showing more and more attention towards categories. They've been doing what us marketers call A/B testing, where they've been changing things and seeing, you know, what works best and what's increasing sales. But one thing that I'm really excited about is that if you go and you select a certain category, if you look on the left side of Amazon now, they're creating some really cool filters to help people shop better through categories for books. Now, this is incredible because you can learn some valuable information just by looking at those. For example, Amazon is now starting to attribute certain keywords or phrases as, you know, ways of describing that size, that sort of book in the category. You know, okay. if, say, for example, you go like sci-fi military, it'll have these different words of breaking down different types of sci-fi military.
Wow.
If you're in children's books, they acknowledge that there are certain awards that exist and you can click a little box and it will show only the books that have received that award. They're getting more and more detailed and giving more options to shoppers to help find the right books inside of categories. So from Amazon's perspective, categories are really important in helping provide the right product to the shopper. And we authors can start learning from this because this is a bit of a little inside look into what's going on in Amazon's mind. So not only are you saying that, you know, that it helps Amazon to send emails to shoppers of that sort and push your book if you're in there, it's also another way of showing up more often, having that social proof, and seeing valuable data that you're attached to.
Yes. Folks, listen, Doug says, very interesting. Phil says, I need this right now. Brenda says, I can't wait to hear you at the conference. We got Mike chilling on the patio in Worthington, Ohio. We got Tampa here. You got Jeff Brown, who's a mutual friend who spoke.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff spoke last year at the conference and said, and I quote, you know, one of the best conferences he's ever been to. It's the only standing ovation he ever got because our people loved him so much. But I'd love to hear, if you're watching, type in if you're coming. If you already have your ticket, type in ISC19. in the comments below. I just want to give you a quick shout out. Also, if you know an author and you're watching this right now and you say, oh my gosh, they need to hear what Dave's talking about. Maybe they're trying their best, staying up late, getting up early, blood, sweat, and tears, trying to get their book noticed, but they don't know some of these tricks that Dave's teaching. Talk to that person, tag him, comment, share this, and let's get a party going here. We got lots of people who are coming. We're starting to see the thread pop up with ISC 19. Dave, people are now using Amazon, from all my research, as kind of like the third largest search engine in the world, behind Google, where they usually come without wanting to spend money, YouTube, where they're going to watch a video. But then when they come to Amazon and search in a solution, they have their wallet attached. Talk a little bit about that. Are you seeing people use Amazon as a search engine and then ready to buy?
100%. That's actually why I'm a big fan of Amazon ads for books, more so over any other advertising out there. Because if you're doing Facebook advertisement, and again, this is not to knock it, there's great things that come from these. But when you're doing Facebook advertisement or Twitter or, you know, all these others, you have to convince that person to leave what they're, you know, leave the cat videos, leave the status updates and reading their friends, and come over to a completely different market. And then shift their mentality of, I need to buy this now, and I need to buy this particular book. Whereas on Amazon, on the other hand, when you do Amazon ads, you're convincing somebody who's already at that point. Okay, they've decided they want to buy something. They've decided they're in the market for that kind of book. They've got their account already set up. They just need to click buy. And all you're doing is helping them to choose your book over somebody else's.
Wow.
I think that we just cut out 5 extra steps just by staying on the Amazon market. And that's a huge reason as to why Amazon is really focusing on ads. Even Jeff Bezos, to a letter to his investors, right? And I mean, these are tiny letters. They're not, you know, pages long here. He specifically brought up the future of Amazon ads and how much they're focusing on that. So I think that, you know, they're acknowledging the power of a buyer's market, which is exactly who's on Amazon, as compared to a searcher's market on Google or just an entertainment market on YouTube.
So it's almost like, you know, we've all been at the grocery store and what do they put? They put these easy purchases at the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And my kids are
1 or 2 extra because of that.
Right. We got kids. So our kids tend to ask for things, but it's almost like you're saying while people are in line at the store in Amazon, you're having them see these extra things versus, hey, go down the street to Target 5 miles and you'll find what you're looking for there. It's a totally different mindset. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Completely. Now, what's really awesome about Amazon is that they don't do anything haphazardly. Everything they're deciding to do is based off of one legitimate principle, which is what makes them more money and makes their customers happier. They care about the customers because they want them to be repeat customers. I actually have a quote from Jeff Bezos pulled up that I think really exemplifies the focus of Amazon. And he says, we don't make money when we sell things. We make money when we help customers make purchase decisions. It's all about helping the customer find the right product. And that goes down to our books. You know, if somebody goes to Amazon, they expect to be able to find the product they're looking for, right? If we continue to go to Amazon, it keeps showing us wrong stuff and different stuff, and we can never find what we're actually looking for. We're probably going to leave and go to Walmart.com, who's trying to catch up to them, but they're looking at somewhere else. Amazon wants to provide the best experience, and that's why they make the decisions they do to choose and show the right books to the right customers. And again, this all comes back to authors understanding why Amazon does what they do, what affects their decisions. And when you can do that, you can give your book the best possible chance of being discovered by the market. And then I say, you know, if you understand book covers and you actually write a good book, those two things right there combined will give you a very powerful sales momentum.
Wow. Hey, folks, a lot of you are watching now. Some of you are sharing this. Some of you are tagging other people. But do you see now why I prayed, could we get Dave to the conference? I mean, he is a wealth of wisdom. And listen, Amazon is not one of the most valuable companies on planet Earth by accident. I mean, they're growing exponentially. They are in our lives via Alexa, via all kinds of things. whether you think it's coming or not, it is. Do you think it's too late? What would you say, Dave? Couple things. What would you say? And by the way, folks, we only got a few more minutes, so ask questions if you need it. What would you say to the person who's, I'm too old or I'm too tech challenged? Is there hope for me? What would you say to that person? What would you say to the person who says, I'm late in the game? Man, it's 2019 and I'm just starting the author journey now and other people have been out for 10, 15 years. What would you say to those two things?
Well, the first thing I would say is a majority of people out there, your so-called extra competition, are people who just write a book and throw it up there and hope it works. So if you're already coming and you're learning and you're taking just a little extra action, you are beyond most people that are entering into self-publishing their first books or so forth.
Wow.
If you're committed to creating something more and learning from your first book and building off of that, you're now in like the top 5% of my book.
Yeah.
And I would say that I have seen incredible successes from all ages, all genders, you know, to be able to accomplish this. And again, I think it comes down to your determination. If I believe that you just kind of want to write something and enjoy it, that's one thing. But if you truly want to change lives, if you truly want to get, you know, and entertain or get your work out there, you'd be surprised how subtle things like choosing the right categories or doing a little bit of keyword research and putting effort into your book cover can drive your reach even further.
I love it. Well, folks, this is why I invited Dave, because he's a great guy. First of all, we've interacted a bunch of years now online. I've always been impressed. You know, there's certain people out there that are always wanting and taking, and Dave's always a guy who I'm kind of like, let me get even with you, man, because you keep giving and I don't like to be indebted. So I try to outgive you, but you're always over delivering. So I'm thrilled he's coming. He's going to be doing a session all on this content. And Dave, what if somebody's coming to the conference and they say, you know, I'm not an author. Do you still have strategy? I mean, I know you write on topics and SEO. How important is your talk just in general if somebody's an entrepreneur or wants to rank as a speaker? I mean, do you have expertise in those areas too?
You know, when it comes to search engine optimization or SEO, that's definitely been my breadwinner. And that's kind of what we talked about with Amazon, is making it so that when people type something into Amazon that your book shows up. That's SEO in a nutshell. But I believe that from a strategic marketing standpoint, I believe it's very important for people to understand what it is their market is actually looking for. And then addressing that, that's solving customer problems. And I think that that is a important tenet to any marketing strategy out there, no matter what, whether you're author or something else.
I love it. Fantastic. Well, folks, you heard it here. And here's the thing. We have right now the early bird tickets available. We have just a few dozen left. Right now, Dave, get this. I think everyone wants to hear the speakers this year or something, because right now we are more tickets sold in June than the entire conference 4 months from now last year. So
that's awesome.
Igniting Souls is growing. We're not going to be able to fit too many more people. So listen, right now, if you go to igningsoulsconference.com, you get 5 bonuses, I believe, if you get your ticket before tonight at 11:59 p.m. Pacific. So grab your ticket now, get 5 extra bonuses and save up to $350 depending on what ticket you do. So Dave, thanks so much. And where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, and actually, let me just throw in there too, anybody coming to the conference, I'm going to be out there the entire time, not disappearing. And if you have any questions whatsoever about marketing, you want to know something specific, or you just want to pull me aside and let me check out your cover, I'll be more than happy to do that throughout the entire length of the conference. So
love it.
Let's just do that. And if you have any questions, anybody out there wants to learn more, so just go to my contact me page at kindlepreneur.com. That's Kindle. Entrepreneur, kindlepreneur.com, and just fill that out and I'll make sure to get back to you.
Fantastic. All right, folks. Well, listen, the tribe is excited for you, Dave, and we're going to go chat a little bit about your session offline, but folks, have a great day. I'll be on with Carrie Wilkerson in about 90 minutes. And so you're going to see each one of our speakers. They just care about you guys so much that they want to meet you in advance. If you're in the tribe and you know somebody, your friend who missed out today, tag him and say, man, I can't wait for Dave's session. Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
Take care, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.